Ohio is dramatically expanding the number of caregivers who can prescribe Suboxone and other drugs for medication-assisted treatment of addiction. The effort is part of a broader strategy to address the opioid epidemic. Not everyone thinks it's a good idea. Alexis Graziano of Girard is an addict, now half a year into recovery and in a sober living facility. She says she has experienced MAT, medication-assisted treatment, and found it ripe for abuse if not managed closely.
There's so many doctors who will just take a cash payment and give you a month's worth, and then you'll just go in the next month, give them, you know, another cash payment. And those people aren't even taking the medication. They're selling it to continue using the heroin. I used to do it.
Graziano is not alone. There are professionals in addiction services who see problems with the MAT approach, too. Lauren Thorpe heads recovery programs for the Trumbull County Mental Health and Recovery Board.
I've heard anecdotally physicians working in the field said they've been approached to get this certification because it is such a moneymaker. So that's a concern. As the opiate epidemic has really touched our area, we've seen a lot of new treatment agencies open who aren't certified and people that may be doing this for all the wrong reasons.
But advocates say there are also right reasons. Years of research show that medication-assisted treatment can work, both to get people off drugs and keep them off. National Institutes of Health studies in 2014 showed as much as a 61% long-term recovery rate for prescription opioid addicts in MAT programs. Dr. Mark Hurst is medical director of Ohio's Mental Health and Addiction Services.
Medication-assisted treatment is one of the best-studied treatment modalities that we have, and the effectiveness for all forms of it is really without doubt. There's less likelihood for the person to die from an opioid-related overdose. There is less illicit opioid use. There's less needle sharing. People are more likely to be employed. They're more likely to stay out of jail.
Hurst does also recognize the potential for abuse with medication-assisted treatment, but believes there are now checks in place to prevent it.
There have been some rogue prescribers of Suboxone, to be frank with this, the buprenorphine products. So about 4 years ago, the medical board put in rules that limited dosage. It also established that everyone needs counseling in addition to it, and it needs to be monitored appropriately.
Hurst says only 2% of Ohio's doctors are now licensed to prescribe Suboxone and similar drugs, far too few to handle the need for medication-assisted treatment in the current addiction crisis. So the state's aiming to double the number of trained and certified prescription writers over the next 18 months. And in order to reach the most addicts, the program is focusing the expansion on primary care practitioners, where right now there are the fewest licensed MAT drug prescribers.
As this was initially conceived, the medication-assisted treatment, you should be able to go to your primary care doctor and get treatment for your hypertension and your back pain and your asthma and your addiction, too. So that's a lot better integrated way to do this.
For all the supporting research and promises of regulation, there are still those who question the concept itself of using drugs in addiction treatment. Recovering addict Alexis Graziano is an example. She survived her own drug use, barely, by her account, and has to work constantly to build on her sobriety. She says, to her, medication-assisted treatment only delays facing up to the reality of what it will take to get better.
So when someone is taking Suboxone or methadone, they're still getting high. So it drives me crazy. It frustrates me so bad because that's not clean and sober. You're still taking something to change the way you feel. I just really don't agree with it at all.
Despite the reservations of Graziano and others, Ohio is moving ahead with certifying the new prescribers. Mental Health and Addiction Services and the Ohio Department of Health are using part of a $26 million federal grant under the 21st Century Cures Act to pay for the program. And it consists of a day and a half of live training for would-be MAT drug prescribers, augmented by continuing education through online courses and seminars. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.